Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let's go to Derry, Londonderry. Let's go to the newly elected mayor of Derry, Brenda Stevenson. And Mayor Stevenson, you're very welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you very much, Adrian. I'm very, very, very well. Thank you very well. Very excited and looking forward to the coming days and all of next week and everything that the Clipper boats are going to bring into our beautiful city here.
Well, first of all, we want to ask you how the weather is, because if it were any better, you know, people would be complaining about the heat.
Yes.
Weather throughout Ireland, and what a great way and a great reception you will have for what we all, got a taste of here in the yacht race. Now, tell us about the yacht race and its association with Derry, Londonderry.
Well, we first got involved in the Clipper race in 2012 in terms of the build-up to 2013 when Derry had been granted the City of Culture Year. And we had a great year that year, and the yacht participated in the Round the World Yacht Race. So as part of the legacy of 2013, the council sat down corporately and drew up a legacy programme. And we felt that it would be very fitting to get involved with Clipper again in 2014 as part of our legacy programme. So we got into discussions with Clipper and agreed that we would take part in the Round the World Yacht Race in 2014, and then in 2016, as part of our commitment to Clipper, we would start and end the race here in Derry, Londonderry, Legendary. So we're about to embark on a really eventful week here. We have a whole 9 days of activities planned, starting on Saturday, the 21st of June, which is Music Saturday, which is we will hear music in our city from dawn to dusk. And we're hoping then to start welcoming the boats sometime late Sunday night or early Monday morning.
Now, we were delighted, of course, to meet and to interview the captain of of the Dara yacht in a couple had him on our program indeed before they set sail. It is latest word is that despite some fairly significant turbulence on the way over, excusing the pun, it will be plain sailing from this point onward.
Absolutely. Sean McCarter, one of our city's own finest sons, a skipper in the boat, and he was in contact with the council and the local radio station here yesterday. The high pressure that we're experiencing in terms of the good weather that you alluded to has resulted in the wind dropping quite slightly, and so the boats are going to be a wee bit later and than we'd have previously expected. But that said, he's in good form. The crew are looking forward to getting home. The Derry, Londonderry, Dura boat is now in first place. It's 50 miles ahead of the other Clippers. And as we know, Sir Robin Knox was telling us, and I think he's were there in New York at the time to hear it, that no local boat has ever come into its own city first, and they call it the Curse of Clipper. So we're hoping and praying that the Derry, Londonderry, Dura, Legendary boat will break that curse of Clipper and come sailing home and here first to its own port and harbour.
A lot of firsts for Derry. We should point out, friends, that for his endless number of friends and fans, the legendary John Hume is actually your uncle. And in fact, one would have assumed that because of his historic role in the SDLP party, that surely to God, at some stage of the game, he must have been mayor of Derry. Not
well.
So.
Not so indeed at all. I am the first Hume to hold the office of the Mayor of Derry City Council. John, when he embarked on his political career, cut his teeth at regional politics and never held a seat within Derry City Council. So I followed in his great footsteps. When I embarked on a career in politics, I did a degree in English and politics in Queens. Once I'd left Thornhill, one of our local grammar schools here, and I stayed active within the SDLP and was lucky to get elected to Derry City Council and re-elected again. So I've been here now for 8 years. Derry City Council, as we know it, is changing on the 31st of March. We're reforming local government in that we're going down from a 26 council model to an 11 council model, and Derry will be merging with Strabane. So our own council, as it exists now and has coexisted from 1614, will no longer be in situ, and I will be the very last ever mayor of Derry and the only Hume to hold the office.
That is terrific. Now, tell us about the redistricting and the significance of that throughout the north. Will politically, as you say, the great reduction in councilmanic districts, and what brought that on?
I think it was when the executive were looking at cost efficiency and in terms of service provision across all the councils, and it was basically an efficiency process that they put in place and merged some of the smaller councils together. Belfast was left a standalone council, and we had hoped that Derry would get the same status, but it was not to be, and we're merging with Strabane. It's going to be a very different setup from what we have here at the minute. Historically, Derry City Council has always been 75% urban dwellers, with 25% living in our rural hinterland. When we merge with Strabane, we will become about 45 rural, 55 urban, so there's major challenges ahead, but with challenge comes opportunity, and I'm sure the councillors who are going forward to sit on the new Derry Strabane Council on the 1st of April will grasp the opportunities that that brings upon it, and you know, service efficiency and cost efficiency can only be good for the ratepayers of the whole district.
Absolutely. Now, was the selection, was the huddling in the back room as to which district would be merged with the next district, was that done? Was there a choice there with respect to, say, Derry, or for that matter, Strabane? Or did you happen to, did the names come out of a hat and that's how you wound up?
No. No, it was all brought about by the Local Boundaries Commission, who changed the boundaries of the councils, and it was all done through the Department of the Environment at an executive level. So in terms of, you know, what district the councils were merged with, what district councils, that was done at an executive level.
Okay. All right. But they're pretty much, as you look at the councils, within their neighbouring border areas. You wouldn't have one.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are. Most of the councils that are merging are bordering with councils. You know, their neighbouring councils are councils on their hinterland. So there's no really major big shake up in that. You're not merging one council, say in Antrim, with one away over in County
right.
Down or somewhere. You know, so it is. No, it's all localised and it's all been clustered quite locally.
Anyway, the die has been cast, and that is. Mm-hmm. Now, the way it is going to be. So, now, speaking of history, not only are you the first Hume member to be mayor of Derry, but you're also the last, and it's not even for a full year. So how do you see your role for the next 9 months?
Well, when I was selected as mayor just over a fortnight ago here in the historic Guildhall, I decided that I was going to dedicate my year to the children and young people of this city. We have the highest youth population in Western Europe here in Derry, Londonderry, and our children and young people don't always get good press. Economically, it's been a very severe time in this city and region, and I want to put children centre stage, give them a voice in the decision-making processes. We've just selected our youth mayor. It was an initiative I set up as well, and then he's a young guy from not too far away from me in the rural area, a guy, Thomas Chambers, who's student at St. Columb's College here in the city. So I have selected my two charities, which the mayor has the honour of doing, and they are two charities very close to my own heart. Something Special, who provides day opportunities for young adults with learning difficulties who are based in Eglinton, and then a city-centric community group, COS, and they're known as the Circle of Support for Autism Parents. So I work in learning disability in my own day job in speech and language therapy. So these young people would be very, I would have worked with a lot of them and worked with their families. So it's a great honour for me to be able to dedicate my year as mayor to raising funds for these two local charities. And again, as I said, putting our children and young people centre stage, because at the end of the day, they are our next generation of world leaders, or whatever it is that they choose to do. And I think we owe it to them. We've come from a long journey in the peace process here in this city, and we're blazing the trail in terms of peace and reconciliation and good relations. And I think our kids need to be shown that, and need to have a positive role model, and that's what I intend to spend the next 9 months doing.
That is fantastic. And, you know, historically, as we look through the period of the Troubles, indeed, Derry became Derry, Londonderry, which is all right to say now. Indeed, there were times during the Troubles when you'd have to choose which, you know, which title you were going to give because of the volatile atmosphere. But Derry, Londonderry became the focus worldwide of tremendous strife, did not indeed wind up in the top 10 of success stories throughout the world, always considered a struggling city. And yet, as we look at the Troubles, Derry played such an important role in the you know, in the Good Friday Agreement and the Belfast Agreement, that it has kind of come the whole circle. We know that firsthand from our own experience there in covering the Fláchiúil na hÉireann, a very historic event which took place last year, to see that actually it's one thing, you know, to read and to put, you know, highlight on titles. But when you get to a Derry, which was the center and the focus of horrific struggle, and indeed a great number of people who were, you know, victims of the strife in the lead up to the agreement, it's amazing. It's an amazing place.
It is. Yes. Yeah, it is an amazing place. It's a city we're extremely proud of. It's one, as a Derry woman, I'm extremely proud of. This city saw some of the worst atrocities of the Troubles. It was the birthplace of civil rights, which started the Troubles in many ways. But it was also the founder father of the peace process, because we do know that one of the greatest architects of the Good Friday Agreement and the peace process was my uncle John, John Hume. So the birthplace of the peace process began in Derry, and it continued in Derry, and it continues on in Derry. We have been very lucky in that last year, as you mentioned, the FLA was a huge success. 2013 was a great success for us. We've gone from strength to strength. The last 10 or 15 years have seen £167 million worth of investment within this city. We have a former British military site, Ebrington, across the river from this beautiful Guildhall, that is now a shared space for all our young people and indeed all our communities to use. We have the Peace Bridge, again, overlooking the historic Guildhall. The Guildhall itself was closed for 18 months for refurbishment and only opened last year. We've had over 400,000 visitors through the Guildhall in the year. So in terms of where we are with Derry, we are telling a new story. And yes, you're right about the titles. It was Derry or Londonderry. And it depended on what community you lived in, what title you give the city. But I think the one thing, that, and this is one of the legacies of Clipper of 2012, was the crew crew named it Legendary because of the welcome they got when they were here, and that name has stuck among our young people, and we tend to use it an awful lot now. We are Derry, Londonderry, but we are Legendary, and we will never ever be forgotten for that. One of the great things about this city is not only its place, but it's its people. The people of Derry are a very, very proud nation. They're very resilient. They worked in the backgrounds very quietly down through the years of the Troubles. They supported their families. And the sense of pride now that they have in this city is wholesome, it's tangible. You can feel it, you can see it. And we want to continue with all that hard work that the stepping stones that we've put in place. We won't be dragged back to the past. And we sent that message out very clearly last week when there was some dissident activity to those perpetrators of it. It's not in our name. Violence didn't work 20, 30, 40 years ago, and it's certainly not going to work now.
You have indeed put that into a capsule which is very, very, very indeed, I think, indicative of the reality on the ground. We should mention, lest anybody forget, that in addition to your uncle John Hume's being a significant founder of civil rights, of human rights, he was also the person who, throughout the United States, didn't waste any time in the barroom, in that long before inward investment became a global a kind of banner. Your Uncle John was doing his own little deals early in the morning and bringing in inward investment into Derry when it was indeed a war zone. And that, again, just gave some must for your own self as you look at your own family history. That must give you a lot of, satisfaction to know that, now it is the in thing to recognize Derry, Londonderry, as a great and a vibrant place, a city of culture last year, and that now we look at, for instance, the spectacular nautical celebration at the, Legendary Maritime Festival, all of that coming together, a great time.
It's a brilliant time. This city has had some spectacular years, so it has. 2012 was a great year when we had Clipper here, and it was like the foundation stones to City of Culture. We expected in and around 20,000 people to visit the city during the 7 or 8 days that the Clipper boats were here in 2012, with over 200,000. So that's an indication to the interest it is in this city. As you alluded to yourself, the FLA saw millions of people coming into the city as well last year. Some of our bigger events, the return of Colm Kill, Sons and Daughters concert, the Radio 1 Big Weekend, the Turner Prize. We hosted some of the biggest events in this city last year. And in terms of, normalisation and policing, there were no more arrests in all of what happened last year in this city than there were of a normal weekend. And that's something we're extremely, extremely, extremely proud of as a city and nation. I think, you've said about the Maritime Festival. It starts now on Saturday with Music City Day. We have a whole host of events going on. They're all family friendly throughout the week, down at the back of the quay and up and in and around the Guildhall. We're looking forward to welcoming all the Clipper boats back here into the city, and we're especially looking forward to welcoming new visitors. This city is an open city. It is one that's open to welcoming people into it. We have a huge multicultural element to our city. Now, in fact, on Monday night, I had the honour of formally launching a Filipino community group that have been established since January in the city. And they're a group of people who come to this city 10 years ago. They made my city their city. They made my home their home. And we are a greater nation for having them in it. And that's the diversity. I'm going on Saturday out to the Polish community who've established themselves within the city as well. There's a huge number of them. And they're a welcome addition to, our city has become more just about the polarisation of Catholic, Protestant, Nationalist, Loyalist. We have become that multicultural city. We are a welcoming city and we're a homecoming city. And anybody that comes to this city to make my city their home are more than welcome, and we're much richer for having them here.
Thank you, Mayor, for spending this time with us. And we know being elected, not only the first member of the Hume family to die, but also the last, as we know, in the political structure. But being elected on June 2nd, and then the next morning, heading on a flight to New York to greet the Derry, Londonderry yacht as it arrived in New York on a stopover, which was now the last leg of the trip, and then to be back and officiating at the spectacular nautical celebration for the week in Derry, and being there, you're off to a great start. We wish you nothing but the very best, and we know that your own family are only thrilled and delighted. Please pass on our very best regards to your uncle John Hume, and of course to his wife Pat, and to the entire family. We say congratulations and onward. It is
effort.
All right.
Brilliant. Okay, Adrian, thank you. I will pass on in wishes to the wider Hume family, and thank you for the nice and kind warm words that you gave me when I was in New York. It was very, very, very much appreciated.
Yes, indeed, and we should acknowledge, of course, that in New York, the Northern Ireland Bureau, Invest Northern Ireland Bureau, Invest Northern Ireland, Tourism Ireland, all were not only very supportive, but really, you know, excited about the entire event, and in particular in greeting you here and wishing you well, as we all do. Okay, friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, our guest from Derry, Londonderry, the Mayor, Brenda Stevenson, and we'll be right back.